just going to ask you to, can you assess the power play since Brian's injury, since you've kind of went
to the two units? We didn't get the action that we liked at the start. Didn't want to leave it too long. The two units have almost everybody in the spots they want to be in. We're probably missing a right-hand shot for Mark Scheifele's unit, being it's worked on that side of the ice. That's the positive I like. It's everybody's engaged in that, whether you're scoring or not. They feel like they're a part of it. We don't have half the team watching a power play. The negative is our numbers aren't where we'd like it to be. So how long do you leave it? We've got one more adjustment that we would make with that two-unit concept before we would have to reconsider going back to the back to loading up one. And I'm not as you'd like all pieces of your game to be perfect, right? And then you would win every game, and that would be just right. But I'm not panicked about it yet.
Josh talked about he feels like there's a friendly competition between the two.
Sure.
Because if one goes and does well, then
right.
They might be the first off on
right.
The next one. Is that kind of the
That's a
the
good.
Idea?
Well, no, I mean, scoring goals is the idea. The good thing is that when you have, we've got some skilled guys, no one gets the necessarily guaranteed advantage that they get to go regardless of how the power play performs, and then you kind of get into that bunch of guys in that hopeless vibe. Well, it doesn't matter what happens. I'm never going to get a real minute chance. Last game, they're pretty close to even. The game before that, I think it wasn't. So we're trying to get some even time, give them an opportunity for one of the groups to get hot, and that would just mean they get to go first a few more times. But that's a theory. It almost never happens like that because so many of the times we've drawn penalties. Blake Wheeler's unit's been on the ice to do it, and he's, you know, at 35, 40 seconds, he needs some recovery time because he plays so hard, so the other unit goes by freshness.
Mason Appleton skated this morning, I think
Mason, yep.
4-week mark. Where's he at?
I'm thinking, you know, probably two more weeks before we look at him getting contact.
And then Gabriel?
Be both the same.
Same.
Yeah, I think they're in about the same window. Yep. I'm doubling up today.
And in your room, it's quite cool. You guys have their name and the name of somebody or, you know, some family members. So, for you personally, what do you feel about the addition of it all? You know, Mark has cancer across the league. You've got a couple on the road already. And also, just personally, it's touched you.
In all different ways in our room. We'd start with Al Pritchard, who was diagnosed with cancer for the second time. In training camp, be careful how I say it, because if Al was a lousy guy, we'd still feel for him. Al is such a wonderful human being and so connected to everybody in that room. It's a really personal thing, and Jamie Compon on our staff and his wife Tina has been battling cancer for a number of years, so it is in our room. It's part of how we move. The article by Marat with me earlier in the week, there's a personal connection with a family that went through it this summer. And when you go through the nights in November where you are part of Hockey Fights Cancer, I think it's critically important because you end up doing that, taking stock of one of my wife's best friends last summer, and you start to do the list and you go, my God, this list is long. And everybody has one, right? It is such a pervasive part of our life and the loss of life. That I think that reminder is if, yes, the funds for sure, cancer research, but the reminder then of how, you know, how painful the cost of this disease is. Okay. Mitch is jumping in. He's all right. We'll come back to it. Just one question buffer, and then we'll come back to it. Well, there's a truth to this, isn't there? Like, you go back and think of your years, that's the truth. The first game back, a lot of it has to do with the travel, the time zones, that you're most fatigued in the last game. And the last game of this road trip for us is this game even though we get to play it at home. There's no rest benefit. The only benefit you get might be line matchups, but when you're running a fatigue bench, you've got to make sure your minutes are right. That trumps the matchup that you're going to get against the other team. So you lose that home ice advantage in the first game back. And it is really nice sleeping in your own bed. So you get home and have a big roast beef dinner and everything settles. And sometimes you feel like you've lost your edge. I think more than it's the physical fatigue that you bring in off a road trip, it stacks up on you. If you get 2 days off, I think you can manage that a little bit better at times. Other times, it's good to be right play right here, right now, so you feel like you stay in the rhythm. Get 3 days off after this and then get back on the road again, but we'll be rested by the time that happens. Yes.
I'm sure you've always preached don't take a lot of penalties, but what's going on this session?
I would have two components. We took out some pretty big penalty minute guys. I mean, Dustin alone took an awful lot of penalties. And, you know, those four defensemen took minutes, took penalty minutes. And we are, I think because of the adjustments that we've made, we are in a better defensive original starting position a lot of times. So we're not behind the play as much. If you're not behind the play, you don't have as many high-sticking reach-in fouls, hooking fouls, holding fouls. We play a far more disciplined game. Right? We don't run as heavy. We can't. We don't have our wingers are not built to be overly physical. So we're not getting those kind of over-aggressive penalties. I also think the part of this is because of the style of game that we're playing, because of our personnel, the game becomes that. So if you put five big angry bodies in your lineup and then you go into Nashville, both teams are getting five, right? It's just going to heat up to a point, and the refs become vigilant about this thing could boil over, so they're dinging guys. Our games have been more skating, more speed, less contact based on personnel, so the game becomes that kind of game. We don't get down the walls. We don't pinch as heavily as we did in the past. We also have been more disciplined in our higher forward being consistent there so that we can be a better rush team, so that we can hold the line more, so we don't give up as much off the rush. But the answer to the question is we hold fewer pucks in the offensive zone. There's less risk in our pinching now so that we will give up less off the rush, which does pull our offense back, yes. So we got a real basic rule. You get out 5 minutes into practice. If you get something that won't loosen up that you thought would, we kick you off the ice. Go and sit. So he's planning on playing, feels he'd be good to play tonight, but we'll put 70 in warm-up just to be sure.